Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for coming. So we're going to switch from how entertainment is being used to promote healthy behavior to how entertainment is used by the tobacco industry to promote tobacco use. My talk today is going to focus on the prevalence and themes of hip-hop and rap lyrics on Twitter. And before I begin, I would like to acknowledge my collaborators, Iman Ali, Hai Tran, Glenn Zipka, Steven Pince, and Sherry Emery with the Health Media Collaboratory. As many of you know, the minority populations in and urban youth are being targeted by intense and integrated levels of tobacco promotion. And this is one of the reasons why tobacco sales are growing in this population, unlike other populations in the US. And one of the strategies used to promote these products is music-themed promotion. Past research has found that tobacco industry has used music-themed promotion to market its brand because it helps establish emotional connections with the brand by the consumer. It also helps to reach some hard-to-reach populations with music concerts, for example. Music helps tie together a multi-level marketing campaign. It also has a wide potential for appeal to youth because music engagement is highest at a young age. It plays a large role in teen and young adult lifestyle and in the formation of behavioral norms and identity. In particularly, hip-hop has been co-opted by the tobacco industry because it is one of the most popular genres among youth. If we simply look at the Billboard year-end charts for hip-hop and rap over the last 20 years, we can see that the volume of mentions of tobacco references and references to smoking of blunts, which are cigarillos hollowed out and filled with marijuana, and just marijuana only, has increased at least twofold. In the past, the tobacco industry has used hip-hop to promote its brand. For its brand, like Cool Mix, has been promotional campaign to promote cigarettes by Brown and Williamson. However, in 2004, the New York Supreme Court has found it to be violating Master Settlement Agreement, so Brown and Williamson pulled that campaign. So this has been found illegal. However, we can now see an influx of music-themed promotion to promote non-cigarette brands, for example, cigars, Little Cigars and Cigarillos. And here is one example. This is by Trendsetta, a tobacco company that produces Splitterillos, who grab cigars and Extendo cigarillos, and they use rap artists as spokespeople for their brand. For example, this is Jadakiss, and they also have Boozy promoting their brands. Some rap artists actually own their own brands. For example, Snoop Dogg has Executive Branch, promotes Executive Branch cigarillos, and Lil Wayne promotes Boogie cigars and cigarillos. Just recently, Swisher Sweets has launched an artist project under which they are claiming to support and award artists in their creative endeavors because their brand is historically popular with musicians. And as part of this initiative, Swisher Sweets organizes convenience store sessions where artists actually perform their music in the convenience stores. And they post videos of these sessions on their official YouTube channel. They also sponsor concerts where they distribute free samples of their products. Another strategy is promotion of DJ artists and creating party mixtapes. This is an example of Splitterillo's party mixtape. And this is another example from Good Times Tobacco. They have a list of featured party DJs. This is called Good Times Hot 100 DJs. And they sponsor rap and hip hop artists and DJs. So why is this music themed promotion so rampant? One of the reasons why is that the type of product that is being promoted is not covered by the Master Settlement Agreement and the Family Smoking Prevention and Tobacco Control Act, which is cigars, little cigars and cigarillos. This is also targeting historically understudied populations, and the platform, the social media platform, is also understudied in tobacco control. However, it is one of the most popular mediums among youth and African American populations. So we were interested in how these music themed promotion plays out on social media, specifically on Twitter, and we were interested in looking at lyrics as a possible reflection of behavioral norms in regards to smoking. These are our research questions. We were wondering what the volume and reach of tobacco references in rap and hip hop on Twitter was. What the major themes were, and how frequently specific brands of tobacco products were mentioned in lyrics, as quoted on Twitter. In terms of our data collection methods, we used Billboard magazine year-end charts for a three-year period from 2012 to 2014, and a random sample of tobacco-related tweets to build a dictionary of lyrics that cite, that reference tobacco use, smoking, and marijuana. And we had a total of 296 lyrics. We ran the estimates to determine the total number of tweets citing these lyrics through the KNIP historic power track for the three-year period. However, we could not afford to actually obtain all these data, so we also obtained a sample of tweets that specifically reference little cigar and cigarillos. Over a three-month period of October 2014 and March-April 2015. And we used a phonetic fuzzy search to identify tweets within that sample that reference tobacco and smoking. To analyze the data, we used a combination of machine learning methods, keyword algorithms, and human coding. To code for user type, product type, brand, and celebrity mention. In addition, we conducted some exploratory research using topic modeling, where we set the number of topics to 100, and we generated word clouds to visualize the data. The overall estimate of the number of tweets citing tobacco and smoking references for the three-year period was 2.7 million. And here we listed top five lyrics that we identified. One of the lyrics mentions a specific brand, which is Zig-Zags, and the other ones contain references to dual product use, like tobacco and marijuana. For the little cigar and cigarillo tweets, the number of lyrics references within that sample was about 84,000. And here we listed the top 10 lyrics that we found. At least three of the top 10 lyrics feature a specific brand, which is Swishers. And the majority of the remaining lyrics refer to blunts, which is a again cigarillo hollowed out and filled with marijuana. The majority of the tweets were organic, that is by regular users, not by retailers or official promoters of tobacco products. We also divided our data into the tweets posted by regular users versus popular celebrity users by the number of followers that they had. We classified the users who had fewer than 1,000 followers as regular users and those who had over that number as popular. The top mentioned celebrities within the Little Cigar and Cigarillo sample were, again, hip-hop and rap artists like Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, Rihanna. The majority of the Little Cigar and Cigarillo tweets that contained lyrics also mentioned marijuana, so these were the marijuana co-use references. And about 22% mentioned specific brands of Little Cigars and Cigarillos within the lyrics. We were interested in the relationship between brand reference and the level of popularity of the Twitter user, and we found that popular users were significantly more likely to mention specific brands. There is about 25% of those who had over 1,000 followers mentioned brands, while about 20% of the regular users mentioned specific brands. Our topic modeling results confirmed these findings. As I mentioned, we had about 100 topics, and nine of the topics were lyrics. And there are several examples here. For example, rolling swishers, hitting swishers is one, or in the cut, rolling doobies up is another example. Several topics mentioned hip-hop and rap artists, and for example, one was a retweet about Snoop Dogg smoking a blunt on stage during a Justin Bieber roast. To sum up, there seems to be an increase in tobacco lyrical references over time. These lyrics are abundant on Twitter. There is a question as to whether they are mere cultural expression or whether they amount to explicit promotion of tobacco products as artists promote their own tobacco brands. We're not calling for hip-hop censorship. However, it's important to pay attention to this issue because of such an influx of music themed promotion on social media in particular. Little Cigars and Cigarillos are becoming part of hip hop and popular culture, and many well known hip hop personalities are associated with cigarillo use. Youth media of expression such as social media and hip-hop are being transformed into a vehicle for promoting tobacco products, and the existing models of protecting vulnerable populations may not be adequate to address these changes as they do not regulate these media platforms. Also, they do not address the so-called transcendental branding, where the lines between entertainment and tobacco industry are blurred. There is a need for engagement of hip-hop and community in tobacco control efforts in a more meaningful way. Okay, thank you.